Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 28, 2022. Algorithm, past, present, future. Question: is the sensation of the past, present, and future also a form of perception? When I perceive some of the forces that currently act upon me, do I inside of myself attach them to the past, present, or future? Why are these categories necessary? Answer: they are for the purpose that I would try to come closer to the state when all these categories merge into one common whole. After all, it is all happening within me. If I always try to tune myself to the correct perception of reality, it is as though I move from the present to the future, while the past is crawling to the present. It turns out that I constantly live in the plane on which I fixate what is occurring at a given moment, like in a photograph. Question: what should a person base himself on every moment of time? What algorithm should be here, past, present, future? Answer: the algorithm is very simple. At each moment of time I want to reveal a new layer of nature in the new desire that appears within me and to be unified with the world in this perception. Question: does it mean I want to reveal the future when I base myself on the present and in some way using the past? Answer: it is possible to say it this way as well. The only thing we should avoid is confusion. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, April 29, 2022. Ten degrees, ten emanations. Question: in the laws of our world, the number 10 manifests itself in a variety of areas. For example, in physics, it is a 10-dimensional structure of our space in superstring theory. In mathematics, it is the decimal system of calculus. In biology, a flock of more than 10 animals is considered very strong and tough. In anatomy, if we consider the human body, it has 10 fingers, toes, etc. Is there any connection with a spiritual number 10 with spiritual forces? Answer: yes. All these phenomena come from a spiritual root. The upper force goes through 10 degrees until it creates a lower force that can be reflected back in it. The connection from the top down, from the creator to the creation, and from the bottom up, from the creation to the creator, can only be through 10 degrees, sephirot, emanations. The upper force has built our material world through 10 degrees, 10 phases. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 10, 2022. All is not lost yet. Question: from what has been happening lately, it seems that humanity already sees its next step, its next degree, but it feels that it will perish without connection. We have been thus squeezed into it. It is as if one foot is already lifted in order to rise to the next degree. At the same time, the second foot remains on the previous degree. All military conflicts and all alliances against someone, and all the hatred, all of it is the previous degree. The most important is not to be bound but only to live for myself. Humanity is slowly being torn apart. One leg is there, the other one is here. How not to break and topple over, but rather go to the next degree more or less smoothly? How can we do it? Answer: only by stimulating a good connection between us, with all sorts of examples. We should arrange meals, all kinds of celebrations of unity and peace all over the world. This is how we can do it. Comment: you say this at a time when hatred does not just rule the world, it is the King and God here. All of a sudden you say, good relations, celebration of unity, connection between people. Where is it all going? To this humanity? It could be that we are being torn apart for generations here. My response: it all just seems this way to us. It is exactly out of the recognition of the atrocity of our nature that we can decide to change it. Because there is no other way. From good we will not come to something even better. Question: will we come to something better from terrible hatred? Answer: yes, because we will see that it leads to death. The next stage is death and mutual destruction. People will eat each other. If they do not even understand this, they will come to a state where they will really eat each other out of hunger. This is ahead of us. This is what the scripture says. Question: who turns this screw in the brain of the hater? Answer: we do, our nature. It gives us the opportunity to make sure that there is no other way but connection. We are obliged, from the hatred we are in, from that renunciation, detachment, distance, and antagonism, to find a way to the opposite state. I think it is possible. I see that according to what is happening today in the world between countries that it is possible. It is from such polar connections, great, powerful and historical that a solution is possible to appear. Comment: it seems like everything is torn, everything is cut off, this string is cut. My response: no, there is none of that. All this can turn into its opposite in an instant. This is all necessary for the recognition of evil. After that, we will come back to the correct interaction. Question: this evil and hatred, is it in order to come to correct interaction? Was it wrong before that, do you think? Answer: yes. Question: what is correct interaction? Answer: mutual support, when you begin to feel the other at least equal to yourself, if not more dear than yourself. And then everything works out. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 18, 2022. Thanks to spiritual impact. It is possible to make the life of property owners miserable by contracts and strikes, so they assume the religion since they do not touch their properties, only the profits. Since the religion will be international, it will be possible to win the hearts of the Arab sheikhs with money and religious influence, so they assume the religion together with us, as one unit, and promote it among the Arab workers and property owners. That, in turn, will benefit Zionism. Because they will assume the religion that necessitates love and bestowal upon all humankind equally, they will not be envious of the robbing of the land, since they will understand that the land is the Lord's. The standard of living of the Arabs will be equal to the standard of living of the Jews. This will be a great incentive for winning their hearts, Baal HaSulam, the last generation. It may seem a little naive to us, but in general it is based on the laws of nature and is therefore true. If we actually acted in this way and brought ourselves closer to fulfilling these conditions, we would see the result. Moreover, we must work not with the Arabs, but among ourselves. And as a result, they will have to change their attitude toward us. It depends not on them, but on us. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 26, 2022.